I'm Amy Cherry, and you're listening to CityCast, your source on the city. While October is college month, the Boston Public Schools are hosting events all year long. From brochures and college fairs to the PSATs, Boston Public Schools prepared students for college, even at the middle school level. This type of early awareness makes Boston Public Schools successful in sending students to college. Featured in this podcast are Mayor Menino, Superintendent Michael Contempasas, Guidance and Student Support Services Director Peter Lee, and students Aileen Areola of the Josiah Quincy Upper School and Ashton Bennett and Paris Macy of English High.
It's a hard process, and right now I just started. Our school has been preparing us since ninth grade for the college process, but when you slack on like a couple of grades and then you just start to do it, it's kind of confusing and kind of hard. But with teachers and with the counselors and with the college people who come over or who will talk about their college, it's a little easier.
We're really starting K through 12, so we want to start with early awareness to ensure that our students are on the right track academically.
There are a whole host of activities that begin in middle school with college awareness types of assemblies, activities that are geared to raising the level of awareness of our youngsters in middle school, that there is a reason and a rationale for doing the kinds of things that we ask them to do in the classroom. And they do what it is that we expect of them, that there is indeed an opportunity at the end of the ride which will allow them to develop their talents to the fullest.
Guidance counselors are really working with the students to be able to lead them to career pathways, to be able to look at community resources that would provide them more information about careers that they might be interested in.
They actually have been my main help. My family doesn't really understand what I'm doing with the college process, and they have brought me to tours, brought me to college fairs like this. A teacher dropped me off and picked me up from an overnight at the Wellesley College. They have brought so many programs into our school. We have a pathfinding program in our school where it's one period out of the day, out of 2 days a week, where we just talk about colleges and what's going on, what events are happening, where the tours are happening, and what time they're going
to
be.
We just took the PSAT and a bunch of programs come to our school about college, like see how college life is.
Outward Bound.
So I think I'm going to be doing Outward Bound over in January or probably over the summer. It gives you classes to help you in your regular schoolwork. So you can get into college, and plus, if you get high enough grades, they give you a scholarship.
Boston Public Schools have released its first Career and College Guide. A handbook provides students and families with information about college application process, financial aid, transition from high school to college, and numerous resources for assistance and support.
It gives you some insight into how you go about writing a note asking for the application, to giving you some solid hints around how to find folk who will write you positive recommendations. In addition to that, it addresses the procedures that you need to think about if you're going for an interview and the importance of the interview.
And included also is a timeline, particularly when it gets around junior year and 12th grade year. They need to be on course and on point around what they're doing and make sure they're taking tests, registering for tests, registering for financial aid applications, personal essays, scholarship applications. There's a lot that's happening within the junior and the senior year.
I am in the process of getting the Common App and understanding how to fill it out. And in school, we actually have a FAFSA guy coming to help us on with the financial aid process. So as well as finding out about the application, I'm finding out about the FAFSA and financial aid and what do I have to do with everything else.
There are two college fairs that we participate in, the Historical Black College Fair and the Hope Hispanic College Fair.
I think when you go to a college fair, you'll see like a whole bunch of schools that you don't know about. And when you like go up to them and you ask them questions, then you start to get an interest. And I know I went to UMass Dartmouth, and I know I've been thinking about UMass Amherst, but Dartmouth is different, and you might not think about that.
The overall college enrollment rate among Boston Public High School graduates, class of 04, was higher than any of their national peers, 70.8% versus 66.7%. Boston Public High School's graduates were 4% higher, more likely than their national peers to enroll in college.
It is indeed critical that we get the message out as early as sixth grade, particularly to get students to recognize that they need to make the sacrifices during their secondary years in order to take advantage of that open gate, which is higher education and eventually into whatever avenue you wish to pursue. That this is not just a dream, it's something that if you take advantage of what's offered and listen to the folks who have been there and take their suggestions and their advice, that this is something that is available to you and can be affordable as well.
For more information on scholarships, students and parents may visit www.bostonscholarshipguide.com. For financial aid, please check out the Massachusetts Career Information System website located at www.masscis.intocareers.org. Or you can check out the college guide at www.bostonpublicschools.org/college. The guide is also available in area public schools, community centers, and libraries. That's all for this edition of CityCast. Tune in next time.